Why a Trust? My name's Sean Todd, tax attorney, CPA, and certified financial planner. We're talking about why you should have a trust as part of your estate plan. Now, we talked about the fundamentals of estate planning in session one. Number two, we talked about leaving your assets in a trust for your surviving spouse. But let's go one step further on this session. Why would you leave things in a trust for your children? So lo and behold, you're the surviving spouse, and in your estate plan, you say, I'm going to leave things in trust for my children. Well, one of the main reasons why you would leave that in trust for your kids, you know, probably you got to leave them something outright because when someone passes away, they have this need to spend some inheritance or get their money on some inheritance. So let's go ahead and just give them $50,000 to do with whatever they want. You know, they're going to squander it. They're going to buy a new car, go on a vacation, do whatever they want. That's fine. But the real money, let's leave that in trust for your children. Why? Why would you ever do that? And let's say you have an estate worth $500,000, two kids, so they're going to receive $250,000 apiece. We're going to give them 50 up front right away, free of any trust restrictions, but let's put the other 200 in trust. Why would we do that? Well, if one of your children is involved in a marriage which is on the rocks, because we all know greater than 50% of all marriages are now ending in divorce, so we're going to leave this $200,000 to them in trust. Now, that marriage doesn't survive for your one child. Well, guess what? Underneath divorce code, the ex-spouse is not going to be entitled to any of these trust assets. That is the theory of it. Now, a judge being in the black robe can wave the magic wand and make an equitable distribution. And you can hear the tone in my language of that, hopefully. It's not to be considered because they're not the ex-spouse's assets. They're not to be considered because when you leave these to your children and you leave it in trust, it's not marital property and therefore it is not subject to division. And if you draft that trust properly, then you know what? That cannot be part of the marital estate, and therefore your child is not going to lose any of their inheritance, that $200,000. Now, if you did it wrong and you just left it to them outright, you gave them the all $250,000 straight up front, and they deposited that check into the joint account during the marriage. And lo and behold, magically, after that check went into the account, The son-in-law files for divorce. Well, you know what? That $250,000 is in play because they commingled that into marital assets. So let's put a little fence around their inheritance and put it in trust for them, especially if the marriage is on the rocks or questionable. It can only help them. It cannot hurt them. So therefore, they're going to be able to, A, protect this from their creditors. And the largest potential creditor is an ex-spouse. Let's say they start a business and the business fails. Well, 80% of all businesses that start fail in the first year. So with that in mind, what would we do on that? Well, the creditors would not be able to attach this interest in this trust. So if you're sort of concerned about what kind of business they're starting and not sure it's going to be that successful, they may get into a little bit of trouble. Well, lo and behold, the business creditors cannot attach these trust assets that you left for the benefit of them. So that's another key provision. It's the only time under law that you can A, leave assets to the beneficiary who can also be the trustee of their trust and have creditor protection. That's pretty critical. So that's one way, and you say, well, I don't have $1 million. I have only $500,000. Well, $500,000 protected between two kids, that's a smart financial move because creditors will come after that money, especially that ex-son-in-law that's there. So if that's a principal concern to you, that you want to protect your kids from the potential claims of an ex-spouse or even their own individual creditors, give our office a call at 877-654-9798. That number again, 877-654-9798. So the other thing you can do also to get a jump start on your estate planning and figure out why you may need a trust is to go to our website. That is EMC Advisors. That is Echo Mary Charlie Advisors. That's plural.com. And go on the right-hand side there. There is an ultimate estate plan guide. You can request that and we will send that out to you for free. It gets you thinking about the benefits of a trust and also other estate planning decisions that you are going to need to make. So back to this trust for the kids. Why else would we do this? Well, you may have a spendthrift child that, A, they get a dollar, they spend two. We all know them, right? So as soon as they get 10 grand, they're going to spend 20. They're going to finance something. They're going to put 10 grand down on a $20,000 item, and now they're in debt an extra 10 grand. So you actually hurt them. So this is one way to A, put that limiting factor on making not the best financial decisions. So you say, okay, we're going to place this in trust, the $200,000 in our example, and we're going to allow you to take the income out of this trust. And let's say it's 5% on two, it's 10, it's basically $900 a month we're going to distribute out to you for the year. Now, if there's a major event, you can always ask the trustee for an additional distribution. That's fine. You leave it in the trustee's discretion, and that could be a co-trustee situation. Let's say you name your child to be one of the trustees, and then an attorney to be a co-trustee, to have a little check and balance that this money's not going to be squandered. So with that in mind, if you have that spendthrift child, this is another reason why you would place that money in trust for them. Or if they're not very financially savvy, a lot of people don't understand investments and rates of return and whether they should have a Roth account or an after-tax account, such as a savings account or even a brokerage account. They're just not money savvy. So at that point, you're actually helping them by A, placing this money in trust, having a professional be a co-trustee, such as a tax attorney. And then the real icing on the cake is you assign a financial advisor to the kid's trust. Now, the financial advisor, I would have a fee-based financial advisor. Therefore, they have a fiduciary duty to the beneficiary of the trust. That is going to be your child, to act in their best interest at all times. And you can put a restriction that they need to be registered with the Securities and Exchange Commission. So you can outline these things so a clear professional, not an insurance jockey or not their best friend, is going to, or not a realtor friend because they're, you know, astute in real estate, is going to be that financial advisor, but a licensed SEC registered investment advisor is going to be the financial advisor to this trust. So that way there's going to be competent recommendations coming to that beneficiary of that trust, and that is your child that is a spendthrift. That is a huge benefit. It is a life benefit to that child. So you're going to protect them from themselves. So that's another reason why you might want to have a trust for the benefit of your child. Now, no, you don't need to have $1 million or $5 million to benefit from the provisions of a trust. And when does this actually come into existence? Well, the paperwork's drafted and it just sits there until you pass away. And then it says, here's your plan of distribution. I'm going to give my $500,000 to my kids in equal shares. That's $250 apiece. And I know my kids, they want to spend some money when I'm gone. So I'm going to give them $50,000 outright. But the balance is going to go in trust. And we can A, keep it in there for, let's say, 10 years. Give them half free of trust in year five. And then half, meaning the final balance, in 10 years. So if they're 50, the final balance of the trust will be distributed when they're 60, or you can keep it in there longer, or you can keep it in there for their life and have that trust produce a monthly income for them that they can't outlive. That's another great thing on the structuring of this to begin with. So we all know that pensions are going the way of the dodo bird. So why wouldn't you think about the consideration of creating a pension, a lifetime pension for your children in your estate plan? How about that concept? Not many attorneys think about that, but being a tax attorney, a certified financial planner, and a CPA, that is a different level of competence than most attorneys have. Probably less than 2% of attorneys have all three of these credentials. So that's where we put this together, the financial plan, your estate plan, and also your tax plan. So if that's a coordinated plan that you want to investigate and see why a trust may make perfect sense for your kids, do give our office a call at 877-654-9798. That number again, 877-654-9798. And if you're listening to this podcast and you're in the great state of Texas, you know what? We'll hop on a Zoom call and have a conversation. It's pretty simple, pretty straightforward. The benefits can be there. I have clients in California, Texas, up in New Jersey, and Florida, Ohio, great state of Georgia, the great state of Alabama. These are the ones that I bring off the top of my mind. So it doesn't matter whether you are in this great state of Georgia or another great state in the United States. With the advance of Zoom, we can have a conversation. We can judge each other. Facial expressions is pretty amazing how it is. I communicate with my clients a lot more often via Zoom. It's crazy, but it's very convenient for them and us. And if you've been to Atlanta and the Atlanta traffic, you also appreciate a Zoom call from now and then so you don't have to fight the traffic. So again, to make that initial consultation, give our office a call at 877-654-9798. That number again, 877-654-9798. So we're back to why a trust for the kids. We talked about number one, asset protection for the kids, so you don't lose this money to that ex-son or daughter-in-law in case that relationship is on a rocky road. Number two, we talked about protecting this asset from the claim of creditors. So if they start a business, or let's say your son or daughter is in the medical profession, well, that's a high-risk profession. They can be subject to a lawsuit. So they can actually lose that lawsuit, but they can't lose these assets inside this trust that you created for them. That's another creditor protection. And then the final one that we talked about was they might be a spendthrift. They spend $2 for every dollar they get. So that's one way to protect them from themselves. And if they're not financially astute, then what we can do is actually leave this money in trust, assign a professional trustee as a co-trustee, being a tax attorney, and then also assign to that trust as a financial advisor. And you say, wow, you know what? An attorney's going to be working on this, and a financial advisor is going to be working on this. Attorneys don't work for free. The financial advisor doesn't work for free. Well, no, they don't. But you know what? I would rather pay them than to have the $200,000 just evaporate in about 2 years. The cost that they incur or the expense is well worth it to protect that $200,000 and protect your son or daughter from just blowing the $200,000. Something for consideration. My name's Sean Todd, tax attorney, CPA, certified financial planner, host here on the Professional Edge. If you want to have a conversation, just you and I, give our office a call at 877-654-9798. That number again, 877-654-9798. Appreciate you listening to The Professional Edge.
We've all thought about it. Everyone listening will need one. Not having one can cause untold heartache, family conflict escalating to the point of a lawsuit. One simple thing that avoids all that? An effective estate plan. As a practicing tax attorney, Sean Todd with Estate Management Counselors has completed over 1,000 estate plans during his 15 years of professional practice. He can help you implement an effective estate plan, coordinate your financial accounts, and make sure you have named the proper beneficiaries to maximize your tax savings. Call 877-654-9798 today and let tax attorney Sean Todd help you implement an effective estate plan. Call 877-654-9798 today. As a tax attorney, CPA, for over 15 years, Seen Todd has implemented over 1,000 individual estate plans. He has recently authored an especially helpful guide, How to Unlock the Ultimate Estate Plan. This guide has helped many individuals to understand the benefits of an estate plan and how to avoid unintended disasters. Seen has made every attempt to write this in plain English. To receive this valuable guide, How to Unlock the Ultimate Estate Plan, call 1-877-654-9799. And request your complimentary copy today or by emailing your request to info@emcadvisors.net.